And now talking about kinds of furniture, the thing that I'm sitting in, you call a
chair.
Okay, and something that's longer, that say two or three people can sit on.
Well, you call it a sofa, or some call it settees.
Okay.
Mostly now
we
call them
couch.
Couch now, right? You call them sofa and settees.
Okay. What might you have in your bedroom? Pieces of furniture that you have, say, to keep your clothes in.
Well, a chest of drawers, a bureau, some call it a bureau.
Is that the same thing? Chest of drawers?
Yeah, chest of drawers, a bureau, I think it'd be the same thing. A dresser, that's a chair that has a mirror, you know, where you sit at and trim up with some drawers, but for keeping clothes, we had one at home, it was, I remember it was a bought a piece of furniture, they called it a chiffereau. But it was, had a place on one side where you can hang clothes,
yeah.
Two pieces. And also I had drawers. We always called it a ship that had a mirror in front of it, a ship of old. I know that's where it come from.
Okay, these things like the sofa and the chairs and chest of drawers and so forth, just the general name for those would be?
Furniture.
Okay. You never use a word like plunder or house fixings or?
Well, if it's pretty junky, you might call it plunder, but.
Okay. What about something that you might have to, in your windows to pull down to keep out the light?
A window shade.
Okay, that's different from, when you say shades, you don't mean?
No, it's Venetian blinds, no.
Okay, shades is just solid.
Shades is just on a roller, you pull it down, string, pull it back up.
Okay. And the room at the top of the house, just underneath the roof?
Attic.
Okay. Do you remember hearing about any different types of kitchens, like a summer kitchen and a winter kitchen, or a kitchen built separate from the house, or anything like that?
Well, some of the really old hunting houses, on account of fire, they built a kitchen offset called a gallery. Some of them called a gallery, but I heard it referred to as a gallery.
The kitchen?
You mean the kitchen, yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's real old timey. Well, maybe the kitchen was really separate from the house.
It wasn't connected?
Maybe just by a walkway, or might be connected by a roof, but it's far away to the fire, wouldn't be so much fire danger from. They didn't have any fire protection there.
Okay. And what would you call a lot of old worthless things that you were fixing to throw out?
Well, you used to call them junk, now they call them antiques.
Okay. And what about a room that you used to store things that you just don't know what to do with, but you don't want to really throw out?
That's a storage room. We got one upstairs, we just call it, take stuff upstairs, but it's just a storage room.
Okay. And talking about daily housework, you say that a woman does what every morning? You know, when she's sweeping the floor and dusting and so forth, you say she's
cleaning house, doing house cleaning.
Okay. And the thing that you sweep with, you call the
broom.
Okay. Say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say that the broom was
behind the door.
Okay. And years ago on Monday, women usually did.
Oh,
what kind
that
of?
That Lord's Day.
Okay. What about Tuesday?
I guess the iron on Tuesday, I reckon. Tuesday was the day to do the ironing.
Okay. Do you have what might you call both washing and ironing together? Do you have a
laundry?
Okay.
Do the laundry, all right.
Okay. And talking about, let's see,